Do you have the brains to be on Mastermind? Open auditions took place today and will take place again tomorrow in Cambridge. So how can you absorb all these facts and be a winner? Here's a man who knows. Name?
John Simons.
Occupation?
A university lecturer.
Specialist subject?
Memory.
Do people... I can't do this anymore. I don't know why I'm putting on a schoolmarm accent either.
It's quite scary.
I am as well, actually. Hi, John.
Hi.
Do some people have better memories naturally?
Yeah, there are major differences between people, but generally the people who have the best memories aren't necessarily massively more intelligent than the rest of us or anything. They just tend to use particular strategies when they're learning information, and that can help them to have much better memories than most of us are typically capable of.
Is it possible to go off and cram on a specialist subject? Can we learn that quickly and retain it?
You can do. It's not so much whether you do it quickly or not, it's how you do it, how you do the learning. So typically if we just try and rote memorise, we just passively read something, we're not very good at remembering it. But if we use much more sort of active learning strategies and process the information more deeply, think about its meaning and, you know, connections between the material and things we already know about, for example, then studies have shown that that can lead to much, much better memory.
Do we find it easier to remember facts about things that we're interested in, or is there a certain time? Maybe fatigue, I'm thinking.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think there's things that we're interested in, things that we know a lot about, typically we'll have much, find it much easier to remember that. But yeah, when we're under fatigue or when we're under stress, so, you know, when you're sitting in that chair trying to remember all those facts with John Humphrey sitting in front of you, typically you'll find that much harder then to be able to retain that kind of information, to be able to retrieve that kind of information. And we think we know why that is. It's because the brain regions that are involved in memory, things like areas like the frontal lobes in the further front of the brain and the hippocampus in the middle of the brain, work much less well when you're under stress and when you're fatigued as well. And so generally you'll find it much harder to remember that kind of information when you're in that kind of really stressful situation.
Yeah, it's all very well to sit in your armchair at home and go, come on,
yeah,
I know
we that all know
one.
The answers then.
Exactly, it's amazing. And what seems to be a chain event, in my experience, if I'm really put on the spot, once I start to forget something, that's it, my mind just blanks.
Mm.
Is that normal?
Yeah, absolutely, that can happen a lot. Typically when you're trying to remember a specific thing and you're under stress, you won't be able to remember that particular fact, and then no matter what you try, whatever strategy you try, then you won't remember it. But then 5 minutes later, when you're removed from the stressful situation, the brain's kind of eased up, if you like, and you're able to then retrieve that fact. You think, oh damn, why didn't I remember that earlier?
No,
it's very common.
Exactly that. How good is your memory?
Very poor.
No, seriously.
No, it really is. Typically, you know, if you're studying a particular area of cognitive function, you tend to study the area you're not very good at, try and find out how to be better at it. So, you know, I try and use these learning strategies. I try and use these, you know, active learning strategies. And mnemonics is another one. You know, thinking of there's this idea that you think of a familiar route and visualize items you're trying to remember. And then when you're trying to retrieve them, you can, you know, visualize going along that route and picking up those items. There's, you know, these sort of ideas that people have actually can lead to much better memory. So I do try and use these, but no, my memory isn't very good, I'm afraid.
And it's all to do with the process, isn't it? Some people write things down to be able to absorb things.
Yeah.
Do you?
Anything you do that's active is much better than just passively reading, for example. So if you write it down, if you try and organise it, you know, there's lots of different things you can do which can definitely help your memory. And this isn't just for people who are going to be on Mastermind. You know, if you're trying to revise for exams or whatever, these sorts of strategies are much, much better for you as well.
John, I think you'd be particularly proud of me. In my hand, I have lots of highlighter pens. And my colleagues take the mick out of me because I always write a little chart with everything that we're doing on the show that's all colour, well, not coordinated, but highlighted in various areas. And that's the only way I can take in the information.
Right. It helps you to organise it, helps you to think about it and to formulate, absolutely.
Some people think me a little odd, but it works for me.
If it works, that's the most important thing.
So, just before you go, the top secret about being a top quizzer.
Use active learning strategies. Don't just rote memorise. Make sure you engage your frontal lobes.
Thank you very, very much. There is a man who knows. Fantastic bloke. He is Dr. John Simons, and he really does specialise in psychology and memory. The team is inviting those who'd like a challenge to drop into the Pitt Building, Trumpington Street, Cambridge, for an informal chat about potential specialist subjects and a quick general knowledge test tomorrow between 9:30 in the morning and 5:30.